Josephine stepped through the back door into the kitchen and placed the basket, half full with berries, on the table. She felt Mister's slap still in the bones of her face, echoing down her spine, but she saw no mark when she checked in the glass above the washstand. She fixed herself with a stare, her eyes of shifting color, a shadow of blue here, green there, hazel and brown and gray. The colors fractured together and split. "Tonight," she whispered. The kitchen seemed larger with the word alive in the air, the stone floor pushing downward, the roof lifting toward the open sky. She climbed the steps to Mrs.'s room and clapped her hands before the closed bedroom door. "Mrs. Lou," Josephine called, "got to get you up and dressed. Dr. Vickers coming today, coming from town." For months, Mister hadn't wanted to fetch a doctor.
"He'll just rob us blind," Mister had said last October after the first fit came.
Mrs. Lou, stiff and crooked on her bedroom floor. Josephine had never seen such a thing before. Papa Bo's trances at the pulpit had never gripped him with such demon force. Lottie sometimes fell to the floor with her praying, but her body stayed natural in its shape. Mister said to Josephine,
"Your missus just having a bad spell. We'll wait on it."
But the spells went on and on through the short days of winter, frost on the grass, and then snow on Christmas. The coldest Josephine could remember, the wash freezing stiff on the line, Josephine holding the flat-out dresses and pants close as a dancing partner as she brought them into the house to thaw. The willow branches froze too, touching the crackling ice of the river in a solid crystal sweep. Lottie said the cold made the spirits irritable and prone to mischief, and she saw Mrs.'s troubles as play wreaked upon her by the babies and not yet babies Mrs. had lost. Sometimes a fit lashed long and hard, and Mrs. would sleep for hours afterward.